92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
You may not have noticed, but the world is going analog again. There's a new projection report that came out recently from the Recording Industry Association of America, which indicates that CD sales are declining three times as fast as vinyl sales are growing this year. In the first 6 months of 2019, vinyl sales accounted for more than a third of the revenue coming from physical music releases. And by the end of the year, vinyl records are expected to be the dominant music format again for the first time since 1987. And many manufacturers of record players are now making new state-of-the-art editions of their devices, and those are selling out quickly. Many suits at the record companies are thrilled with this because vinyl records, let's face it, are still really cool. And there's so many unique things you can do with them that can't be done with compact discs. Some of the record companies have even rehired the vinyl specialists that they dismissed years ago because these days, nobody else knows how to manage, manufacture, and market that format. Think about this. The Beatles sold over 300,000 vinyl albums in 2018, and Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and Queen all have each sold over 100,000 in 2018. Those are very telling numbers. It's interesting to see how we're going backwards.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.